Choose my own birthday present tonight. We're in a study as a guest show. our best musician, really. Doing great work in the world as well, you know?
Yes.
Tying up the important phases, meeting people where you should be meeting them, following your general intuition. I know it's a female thing, intuition, but I think we all have it, really. I hope you do.
I don't.
Thanks very much for coming in, for the support of the last year and a half. It's been fantastic. It's turned into a really great venue.
Well, thank you for making
it
happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to thank Jerry McNamara for coming up from Dublin. The originator of the McNamara Stone, which is a stone of the Ovale life source. To my brother Shay, who's flown halfway around the world to come here to my fortress. Some lovely people around. It's really wonderful to be here. I think you're probably arrived late as usual, you know?
My property actually.
So I'll let the microphone go now. No. Thanks very much.
Well, we've got some wishes here that people have sent in by email and text for your birthday. And Eugene. And Jerry McNamara and Nigel going to bring them out. Solad and John. Will you come up and bring them out? And Jerry? Doesn't matter.
Okay. We've got Dominic Taylor. And he says, hi Paul, Scott, you've went to your city with you now living there. Ovale is a credit to you and your dedicated hard work. Unfortunately, I can't wish you all this evening, but happy birthday, Paul, and have a wonderful party. And the next one up, the message is, I'm really pleased with what Paul has done with Ovale. It's no small feat organising poetry events and having a new guest poet each week. Cork has needed something like this for a while. A multitude of writers, and especially poets, have been rare in Cork, and many also pass through the city. It's important that there is a permanent platform for people to test out their work, and an established event that visitors can come to. I hope Ovale thrives for many years to come, and wish Paul many returns in a special day. That's happy birthday from Adam Wyatt.
First, my own congratulations to Paul for fantastic. The Ovale is a fantastic thing. It was great that he started it and keeping it going. And happy birthday! And thanks very much for going on for a great evening. Now, Anne-Marie Glasheen, greetings from Anne-Marie in a rain-soaked London. Happy birthday, Paul. Enjoy tonight, tomorrow, and the rest of the week. And here's for the next 40 years, Paul.
Yay!
Birthday haiku. Crawled on their backs, smiling frogs watch the the rising smog. Have a great evening. All the best wishes, Anne-Marie. And another one from Maura Bradshaw. Sorry I can't be with you all to celebrate your 40th birthday party, Paul. Happy 40th, Paul. Congratulations and best wishes, Maura. And one from Newt Skinner. Edna and I are sorry that we can't make it to Cork to join in the celebration. Happy 40th, Paul, and have a wonderful evening. Love, Newt and Edna.
Awesome.
Corner.
I'm calling my lawyer. Paul, congratulations on the successful bill, which is the result of your sheer determination and hard work. We are practically retreating from your return. I'm sorry I cannot be with you to join in celebration. Happy 40th, and here's to the next 40. Enjoy the champagne. Happy birthday, Joe. And Marie, congratulations on your senior age of 40, and happy birthday. I'm surprised that I can't make it. Congratulations also on your success at all days. Best wishes to Anne Marie. I sent down this poem to mark this poem for location. It's very traditional 18th century kind of West Cork mode in regular meters. Best wishes to you and everyone who made it today's celebration, and I will read quietly so you enjoy yourself. Happy birthday, Paul. Ellen.
This is from Ian Horn. Unfortunately, I can't be with you this evening, and congratulations on your birthday, Paul, and for providing a great platform for Paul at O'Vale. Best wishes to everyone in Cork, Ian. And to Ronnie McGinn, from Ronnie McGinn, I'm on holidays in Spain, and naturally you would rather be with you to celebrate the 4th happy birthday, and best wishes, Paul. Well done with your success with O'Vale. You must be a proud man. Take care of Ronnie. Terry Murray, happy 40th birthday, Paul, and congratulations on your success with O'Vale. This is a birthday poem on its way to you. Lots of love, Terry.
We have Paul Vanino is going to read Joe Harding's poem that he wrote especially for tonight. 49 going to reach you. Okay.
Come on now. Here it is.
What's your
name? I hope I do it all justice. It's called The Man from O'Vale, which is fully Vale. My first poem was heard at O'Vale, through crap I know when I was jailed, shaking up nerves and after 4 pints of ale, thanks to the man with a ponytail. They come from all corners without fail, from Ballymastarty and from Donerail, from Kilcrahan and Posh Kinsale, lured by the man with his ponytail. If you get lost and lose the trail, just take your time, be like the snail. You will get there to tell the tale, to the tall man with the ponytail. Some say the pints are candy stale, the window's drafty and the bar may fail. But they're jealous of the long valley scale and the charismatic man with ponytail. If you're in trouble and just out of jail, looking for a pulpit, put up the veil. Go to your valley, go to your vale, and catch the man with the ponytail. When you're frustrated and long for a whale, knowing you'll be ignored inside of the tail, and outside of the tooth, the chance of a whale, just call the handsome chap with the ponytail. The condoms of your phone can be on the bale, of cocaine washed off in their heavy jail, a cocoon parrot, a goldfish, or quail, all the one to the man with the ponytail. They come to the snow, the wind, and the hail, on aircraft or bus, or by the national rail. For sailboat goes down, send an email, don't bother the man with the ponytail. You don't have to be a professor from the Hallow of Yale, just go in and hang your coat on a nail, say your poem in mind or even in braille, or the same to the man with the ponytail. Well, Paul came to Cork with a rant and a rail, said no one will get me to kill with my big veil. In time this place will be the holy grail, and they'll bow to the man with the ponytail.
we have two bottles of champagne here, which were bought by Don Harding. So Paul's brother and his partner there will open it. Champagne. Any glasses there, Lucy, for Paul to drink some champagne?
Here we go.
Don't
get
more about me. It's just ridiculous.
That's a fun one.
Okay, where's Sean O? Sean O? Somebody call him? To the window. Okay, we've got a few people here who've got some birthday poems. Will you come up and read them? Everybody's got their
poems. Joe has done it.
Who has it?
Sean O?
Yes. Sean O is going to read. Sean O is going to read Alan Kipling's poem. Thanks, Sean O. Each Monday without fail. My blessing to you and my thanks.
that you will stay on this side for the world. In this room, the long valley, that luck will follow you and the sun shine on you. Court! Leave him alone. Court, in this room, the long valley, that luck will follow you and the sun shine on you. Court full of poetry, since Paul came among us with fun and wisdom.
Can you shout that?
Fun
and wisdom, yeah, go on.
That you will stay with us for years to come, that sadness and grief will not befall you, with sweetness, beauty and poetry, a poet like Paul lives with the Fina. Can I say that for you? The fall in each on door hit his dome. A hiller is on carrying a grower, it's a hocker and a deer. The horrid ver lin gothi her de luen gofield. But then after cool is weaker stood carrying up here. It's the Maria the Brock, Aaron Dale shot then down here. The Shomer on Tisha Long Valley, not Marig Dit Trill, got Lanik on Tor, last got law, it got the earth green. Ta Bolia Shok Kortig Long Gabra, let Daunta is let Tian, so hurling Paul in our mask, let Kinas is killed. Gamaria in our noil, Gahar Spodden, the Bleen, our Hodder, our Broen, our Pit, no Port, no Mag, no Gia. I'm not there almost to my mind. It's Pia, it's Sneedna, it's still after Greek buckle and Ian, film our falls, they're falling a clock. It's no. Ian.
And open my joke.
Any power?
Yeah.
You have a poem to read?
No.
Okay, there you go.
I have not
read it. Okay, Sinead Ryan?
Yeah.
Sit up here.
We're all having a party, although one man who's not having a party. We call him an easy, he's a very nice, very nice empty, and he loves a shirt like him.
Next up is Jennifer Matthews.
It's a very simple one. Words that come to mind when I hear Paul Casey. Merciless. Bard. Africa. Beard. Skidani. Kindness. MC. Poet. Zulu. Rebel. Corker. Praiser. Lateness. Glider. Lightning. Poetry. Thanks, Paul.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Paul Casey, happy birthday to you. You're here another year at it, a new roof been bestowed, a new adventure overturned, a new beginning just begun. Thank you for bringing us a new sense of words. A brimming room filled with love and laughter, chaos, and most of all new friends. Thank you for finding us, for finding you. As this night continues, let all our glasses be raised, let our laughter ring out, and most of all, let all our wishes and loves be given to Paul Casey. You're standing here a year later, what a wonderful feeling of achievement, of many ups and many downs. You're here another year to celebrate a brand new day. Once again, thank you for your... thank you. You're a very courageous person, and for all that, I admire you and your spirit. Keep up all the good work. Have a great day.
Next up is the microphone, Mr. Seamus Harrington.
You might sing this later. This week it set out to inscribe in folklore, the kingdom arousted to find the back door. Welcome back, Paul, MC to us all. Happy birthday to Casey, he's reached double score.
Thanks very much, James. And next up, Michael Paul, we've got Billy Randall.
Fine. Poems I wrote today. It's dedicated to one called Irish Poetry. It's a museum piece. It's the harp that once. It's a silent, stringless triangle in a glass case. A rusty exhibit in the dust-carpeted showrooms of culture. I'll distract the guards with a heart attack while you do the old smash and grab. Take that harp down to Cope Street and Princess Street. There's no need to string it or tune it, boy. Take that stringless old harp down to Winthrop Street. Knock a tune out of it.
Right on. Woo! Does anybody know where the list is?
The list is in the open light.
The actual list is out. Does anybody know where it is?
He knows he's been read off me. The biggest scoundrel in the house.
I think Paul gave us a poem.
He robbed
him. He's going
to
give us a poem.
Would you all like to hear Tara do the poem?
Yeah!
All your poems.
Crazy, man. Where's Renard? Renard, are you sticking around for a while?
I'm here, yeah.
You're not rushing off, are you?
No.
I've got keys and things, you know?
Oh, yeah, Jerry.
Oh!
Well, Skinner the poet, he was a poet, you know, and he figured out that, you know, that's what he was. So he just went on his journey and did what he had to do. Yeah. But he went through a few industries in the process, yeah?
Cheating, isn't it?
So no, I'm not going to tell you that story. That's Sunani the poet. It's a very technical poem, really. But looking at the film industry on the commercial level and seeing what it's doing, But I mean, hey, you know, everything touches you somewhere. Yeah, I went to England, you know, it was cool. It was like making peace with this whole universe, you know. Wonderful thing. And had about 6 different readings there with all sorts of different people. And I figured out, you know, that the best way to introduce this poem, which is about 500 times longer than the introduction, is to say, once upon a time I used to watch a television, believing that if I stared at it intensely enough for long enough, that I would crack it like a code, and that it would open up to me the control panel to all the brains of all the people who are fucking up the world as we know it. But I figured out it's not all bad at the end of that. I saw the devil on the TV today, that same old devil, preaching away, looking around for prey. Didn't have much to say. I didn't say. But what to do, what to do. The feeling next was wonder, which hit me like a ton of down. So much cannot be uttered, I thought, with thunder. Some veiled focus just out of sight, a mixture of desires. I closed my ears with fairies. Earth seed cures my ires, while colors form, clarity and pep reform with every step. Inventors. For what else to do are these endeavors, while burning deeper still, untouchable will, I run to the emptiness, to the layers of joy, life's eternal gifts. Unknowable still, like Troy, the eye that opens while cold is often under fire. What must it be done, or said, or sought? What creatures are these who discover such sufficient meaning in wealth, the very same who slash with smiles and cast that blissful defense, the very same inhuman who cause us not to rest? What days are these surrounding? What bird would choose this plight? These laws of men are drowning. What is there left to fight? The freedoms gained are heavy lights. Heavy lights, freedoms gained. To know or not to know. To care, or feel, or think. I run from absence. We run for tomorrow. I run to her, free from napalm, mustard, hate, free for another day, free to try to be. It said before you die, your whole life flashes by. I open my eye and time, compressed defiance, flashes everything by at once. All left is that emerald question, caught, trapped in a seeking eye, like a stone in your custard, shocking, breaking, unwanted. So where is this talent of mine, this thing which drives me onward, for lightward or madward or saneward? Where is this seeking thing, this elusive swimming will, which mocks and jeers in delight the confusion of this plight? Stories within, lonely or joyful, dreams about me, wishful or tearful, and I, thoughtful, antenna of the mind, stretch outward again and find those angels and devils alike, spectators of my life. My life. The PC, TV, lingo, muso, free flights, celluloid, gringo. Bohemian strings from a poet's wings, awakening phoenix, Chinese whiskey, snowboard, free fall fancy, African eagle, English beagle, real Irish regal, frugal, bourgeoisie thought machine, a cellar of salesmen, sewer of sewers, the killer of sins of such naive drinkers of Pims number 1 or number 10 of 6 billion odd. But how many of them can be numbered? 5/7 of a mathematician. Let Titan fly out from Saturn's viewer. Let these numbers float like clouds and endure. Let Charon suck her floating tango. Let these numbers dance the fandango. Number 1 indeed, said Lucifer, that dreary sun. And you'll be number 2, yes? Done? To which I need to fly? Not this I. My life? Plato's promise. Nietzsche's betrayal. Foucault's ambition. A ring on Joyce's finger. A flea on Yates's balls. A knife in the t-shirt holes. A bull without insurance. A boat with spoon-sized oars. What does grime sound like? Crime or fame like flame? Paul bearers of the wicked, beware the same and shame. That's weighty hurdle. Curving the words of those sheepish herds, light please, perfection's floor is revealed. The perfect inclusion in that imperfect emerald. It ignores, says Anne, my blue-eyed fairy. In a daydream, mind you. So the words may still be mine. But no mind. I have enough freckles to remember that although the sun is blinding, in sips the light is kinder. The seeking ear will find her that answers to invite her. Is it really all that bad, because so much to be had? Could it truly be so sad? Invasion is a fad. Just what is it we eat these days? In this maze, this haze of the age, your taste buds should remind you of the TV wars, didactic boards, information stores, cultural stores, ethnic gores, fly-faced paws and all fours, scores of landmine floors, and the greedy roars of armchair whores. And what wine to wash this down? Hijack spheres, chemical beers, tiptronic years, new world years, crocodile spheres, 7 o'clock spheres, and crocodile spheres, Bush and Blair fucking peers, uneducated heterosexual queer, with paradoxical rears, and mighty spears like garden shears. Is it really all that bad with so much to be had? 11, evolution and ages still go by, it's rad. We have stored, spored and floored, the fairy Anne nearby with stored, oared and all, and the prophetic fairy tying, higher worlds of blue return to the warning hued in blue. What's inside them now, PC? What's your audience going through? I dropped the sword years ago, you twit. I haven't seen the sight of it. Well, what's it glinting in your hand then, says I? That's my sense of humor, you reach it, says she. The audience think you're going to decapitate them, not me. Ah, troubles, says I. Can I get that my poem now? Anyhow. It's what it's about, my friend. It's every moment you meet, every second you greet. Have dinner for 6 and some wine, put on some Schubert, be fine. I mean, who is a poet's arse anyway? Go on, even you say, stop fucking around, arseholes of the world. All the good things are beyond your reach anyway, arseholes all of the world. Because we new age epic stuff, jazz basted ghosts of jargon are checking you out just to see that those eyebrows may fail you with politics of the day. Politics of the person, politics of the culture, hairstyle of the day. The French Foreign Legion, for God's sake, art and politics, where will it all end? Let me mention a thing or two. The times we're in are delicate days. Crystal worlds of compromise are these, more books and films and music than the brow could ever read or heed. Rain is the rarity, or rain is the norm. But what difference, as long as we survive this storm, for in its eye, the whispered promise of a better form. And so, as we row with spoons in full flow onto those shores without TV wars, no icy floors or roaring whores, we know those winds of envy may yet blow, as even I, a mere crow, still keep this extra claw, that blushing poe, that emerald floor, that sea green glow, twisted hoe in stow, we know those winds of greed will still blow. And so, on we go. What do we really know? Is it really all that bad? Aren't we often enough glad? Don't you love it just a tad, this global village pad? American, Jap, Chinese, Euro, Afro, whateverisms.
UN Equity Union oil-based people prisons, ice cream cones, and trippy 70s sepia roller coaster ride visions. Buckle down those hides. Doesn't it seem just too much sometimes? This is not the wrong question. Thank God for digestion. How else to escape these coy indictments? How else to arrest these hoi-polloi infringements, singeing arrangements of opportunistic verisimilitude? Trying to con eye, lest we forget, necromancy and illusion manipulation are an ancient game. See through, just the same, the ignorant will maim. Hardly an itch to this flame, not a paying spectator in this life. This amphitheatre is full of peanut gallery chirps and second-hand births. This amphitheatre of the imagination, carpe philos, seize the love, carpe pommes frites, al dente, campederente, haven't got a cent, eh? Those anti-poet pommes frites will tell you that might is actually right, but a sight for sore rights, quite pommes frites shite, telling me how to shed my light. This moment feels tight, tense, but not trite, undo this mental flight. It's a warning to politicians and the like, to not touch a poet's right, for you would rediscover night, that lumberjack of might, and yet it seems we share some light. But I've caught a different flight, the rhymed light, this emerald of sight, my very own bright white height. Corruptions of the world, do beware. This earth remembers more treasures than you could dare, and she's rarely fair to those who dare. Is it really all that bad? We have therapists for the mad. We have prisons for the bad. Awards for the best dad. Hopes for the post-grad. Second chances for a wayward lad. We've got meaning for the pseudo-nomad. All this we've had. And in this short whisk of time, I find so many are truly kind. In truth, we're not too blind. We know the shape of Dylan's mind, or of Oscar Wilde's behind, or what he left behind. Not this I, the I of I, will I, I, it's Kai Tai, 20,000 euro coy bride, too cheap to buy. A sigh. Our meaning is thickened by pie. A lover's sigh. Our anniversary is nigh without drugs, and so very high there is hope, fate. Very door to buy, slapped away, beneath war-obsessed fools, beneath missile-guided ghouls, this I'm greater than thou in hell. Eat your hell, I'm very well without that smell. The media fell into this ancient well. So I'll kiss and tell, for me you cannot sell, no matter how loud your bell. It can only be that bad, if you think it's all that sad, if you feel that you've been had, not just because you don't like Roquefort's salad. And so finally, and with texture, if I may, throw the rest of these words your way, before I cause you some dismay by owning too much of the day, only say, it's not all bad. It's not all bad. Thank you very much.